Oh, I think that's terrific. It's got all the detail of the town at that time, which certainly looks accurate to me.
Local historian Bill DeArmond comments on the recently discovered painting done by Peter Richard Smith, the ship's painter aboard the USS Jamestown in 1879. DeArmond says the painting is remarkable and the likeness is accurately portrayed based on photos that he's seen of the ship.
Yeah, the Jamestown had been here earlier. Actually, had been on the coast of Central America in the mid-1860s, and some of the crew had picked up yellow fever, so the ship was infested with yellow fever. So the U.S. Navy sent the Jamestown to Sitka, assuming that the cool air here would purify the vessel. And so they were here for about, I think, about 15 months.
The USS Jamestown was in Sitka during the transfer of Alaska, but DeArmond says there are no reports that it was involved in the ceremony, and he says the ship, often called a sloop of war, wasn't actually in town when reported tensions broke out. He says it's difficult to know now exactly what happened, but in February of 1879, historical records cite either a real or perceived threat between the local native population and other townspeople. DeArmond says at that time the U.S. had no military presence anywhere near Sitka.
There was some definite trouble, and the then chief Anahuts, who was of course, there have been a number of Anahutses, but he was the Kagwantan chief at the time, quite well known, and he sort of calmed things down, but the population were still worried.
Worried enough that they sent a message to Washington, D.C., which was forwarded to the nearest military presence in Victoria, B.C. DeArmond says it was embarrassing for the U.S. to have to call on a foreign power for help.
So the Brits, of all people, sent HMS Osprey here, and which was a real warship, steam-powered, steam-screw with auxiliary sails, and pretty heavily armed, and the Osprey came steaming in here on the 1st of March. That was a mean-looking vessel. That quieted things down straight away. Not too long after that, the revenue cutter Oliver Wolcott came in, which finally the U.S. had a presence here. But the Jamestown actually didn't arise until early March. Almost, in other words, that almost a month after the original trouble. So the Jamestown was sort of the Johnny come lately in this business.
But that's just fine with museum volunteer Patty Moss, who says recent discoveries and donations of other works and artists relevant to Sitka kind of led them on this path. She says they started nosing through the back storeroom, and the excitement level just kept rising as local artists' works like Pauline Cohen's were discovered.
And then suddenly this painting came out, and it has such a superior execution. The style's colonial. It's different than the paintings by the other people, like Ted Richardson, who's very well known as a post-transfer artist. The style is different. It stands out.
The challenge now is to try to raise funds to have the painting restored. Museum director Bob Mettinger says it can definitely be conserved, and that's a huge priority.
We should take it easy about trying to find a conserver here on the West Coast and actually probably get this back to Washington, D.C. for the National Archives professionals to do it because of its significance and not fool around with this. We haven't been able to follow up on that and find what that's going to take, but clearly, as the director of the museum, I can tell you this is something really special to Sitka, and we need to take care of it.
Mettinger says they need a bigger space to safely store these items, and they desperately need to hire a full-time curator. The discovery of this painting has just re-emphasized those points.
Just all of these items, we're just feeling such pressure to preserve Sitka's history, and we're making an attempt to try to elicit some help from the Assembly and partners and donations and all of these things that most of the museums in Alaska of towns similar to ours have significant museums and professional staff to do this, and unfortunately Sitka and our museum does not.
Mettinger says the Rasmussen Foundation is willing to step forward with a grant to help the museum achieve its goals, but they need the municipality to say it's a priority as well. He and Moss say the state museum system would probably take and preserve the historical treasures that are here, but that's not what they want to happen.
The Castle Hill excavations of amazing items that left Sitka, the SJ archives, which are leaving Sitka, some of these things, yes, they're being protected, thank goodness, but that means they're out of our town, where they started, where they were birthed, where they have significance.
They gave them with the expectation that they would be part of Sitka and remain in Sitka. And we have, you know, sort of a responsibility to fulfill that for them.
Bill DeArmond says Sitka should try to keep as much of its history here that it can.
Sitka history was leaving back in the Russian days, and it has been in bits and pieces ever since. So everything we can keep here is just all to the good. And I think this is the kind of thing that would, being able to see something tangible and not just say we have plans we need to finance, but you can say this picture needs work. And I think local people will respond to something like that.
To see the painting of the USS Jamestown, go to our website, kcaw.org. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.